You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
These are the steps to immunize Marie Baker, okay? There's a photograph of her in the envelope. Remember it well. I suggest you make contact with her at the airport and try to get her to trust you. I don't know, start a conversation with her, make small talk, and here's the tricky part. Inject her with 0.5 milliliter of my blood through an insulin syringe with a 6-millimeter needle. I'm not gonna explain the biological principles at play here or why so little blood should do the trick, but rest assured, Marie will be completely unharmed. The only side effect is that the new plasma will temporarily destroy her immune system and alter her lymphocytes, but that's some light collateral damage, barely a bump on the road in order to stop the replication of the virus and the birth of Pegasus. But you have to be strong, Beatrix. Every action has consequences. And if you determine you can't give her the shot, the second possibility would be to stop her from getting on the plane. I know this won't be easy, but the future depends on you.
Morning, November 24th, 2022. This is my final recording pertaining to Case 63. I'm looking in the mirror. I've only slept a couple of hours. I've listened to all the tapes over and over. Each phrase, each date. I picked up some inconsistencies in his chronology. He says that the future has eliminated all types of isms, but also mentions that a number of Buddhism students died in the Berlin Purge. He claims to be ignorant of social media and that there is no Wikipedia in the future, but that he studied Oliver Collins and his forums to perfection. He says that getting close to someone is an act of faith, but he has a tattoo, a contemporary tattoo. He claims to have visited Norway, but also claims that he actually lives in a closed-off community, and yet I believe him. I believe in Case 63. I believe what he says. I believe I can change the future. I called them last night. The two kids in England. The couple that isn't a couple yet. I left them a way to reach each other and told them to remember my name. I probably sounded more than a little unstable, which, well, maybe that's a good thing. Okay, so my situation is the following. I believe in an impossible scenario, which is pushing me to break with a life I spent so much time building for myself. I could either try my best to just forget all this nonsense, or for the first time in my life, I could do something that feels right. Even if it's all based on a lie, between a normal life and the world that might be possible, I choose to believe. Hi, Danny. It's your sister. Mom gave me your number. I'm sorry I didn't reach out sooner. I heard about how you've been lately. And Mom said you're going to start a new treatment soon. I'm so sorry, Danny. I know we've grown apart, and it's been difficult for me, and I want you to know that getting back in touch with you is important to me. You're important to me, and I forgive you, okay? I forgive you for everything. And I'll be in London soon for a few days, and I would really like to see you. I'm sort of reinventing myself in a pretty radical way. And there can be no radical change without radical action. So we'll start with the hair.
For the record, December 17th, 2022. Chief, you've just listened to the last of the 9 MP3 files that investigators found in Dr. Knight's apartment on November 30th. Eliza Beatrix Knight, American citizen, single, 38 years old, psychiatrist, disappeared on November 25th, 2022. The day before, on the morning of the 24th, she used her ID card to retrieve blood samples from a yet-to-be-identified patient at the hospital where she was previously employed. After that, cameras show her entering a tattoo parlor on St. Mark's, where she remains for approximately 3 hours. We found several images of wings on her cell phone and can surmise that she chose a similar tattoo. Then she headed to JFK to board Delta Flight 262 from New York to London, where we lose track of her. Interpol issued a missing persons report on November 27th. Her current whereabouts are unknown. My unit is convinced that her disappearance and this unidentified patient are directly related. What follows is Dr. Knight's cell phone, which was still in record mode, possibly for some kind of personal log. It was recovered from a trash can in the airport bathroom of Terminal 4 at JFK Airport.
Excuse me, is the seat taken?
Please sit down.
Hello.
Hi. I love your hair. I've always wanted to shave my head.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, it was just, necessary.
Oh, was it for something special, or... Sorry, that's not my... Sorry, that was awkward. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's just that I guess, let's say I needed a fresh start.
A fresh start, yeah. I understand perfectly.
What's your name?
I'm Marie. Yours?
Beatrix.
You look really familiar to me. Do you think that we've met before?
I don't think so. What do you do?
I make jewelry. I'm a jewelry designer. What do you do?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. Not mine, so nothing really in common.
No, not much.
Have you ever heard that theory where it's like the reason some people are familiar is because you have met them before in a past life?
Excuse me?
No, it's that thing. Pretend I didn't say that. Don't listen to me.
No. That's a lovely thought, actually.
Oh, yeah. I think so too. I mean, I don't know anything about this stuff, but I've always found it logical out of everything that one hears these days, you know.
Well, I've heard that there are infinite universes and that in each one of them we all know each other in different ways, but that we're always ourselves.
Yeah. That makes sense. A lot, actually.
Has that happened to you?
I don't know. I felt it with only one person, really. I think we all have that one person, you know? It's just different, chemical, I don't know.
Unconditional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little strange, you know?
Yes. Yeah, strange. It is. It is strange.
So where are you flying?
London. And you?
Oh, me too.
Wow. What a coincidence. I'm going to see my sister.
Oh, I'm going to see my friend. Vacation?
No. I wish it was that. It's just that she's...
This is the pre-boarding announcement for flight 262 to London. We are now inviting those passengers with small children and any passengers...
Well, that's my flight.
Oh, mine too. That's amazing. We should check our seats.
Marie, could I ask you a favor?
Yeah, of course.
See, the thing is, I'm diabetic and I need to take my insulin shot, but I don't want to leave my stuff here, and I don't want to be weird about it, but would you mind coming to the bathroom with me?
Yeah, totally. I'll come.
Thank you. Could you hold my bag for a second?
Yeah. I'm being honest, that needles freak me out a little bit, but I'm sure you're used to this.
What? Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I am. You were telling me that you were going to go visit a friend?
Yeah, well, she's more than a friend. Or at least she was more than a friend. Anyways, yeah, she's sick. Are you okay? You look a little shaky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that way sometimes. So, how sick is she?
Oh, leukemia. Very aggressive. But she's gonna get better. Danny's strong. She always has been.
What did you say?
What? I said she has leukemia. And then...
No, you said Danny.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend's name. Danielle Knight.
She's my sister.
What? Yo, you're the psychiatrist's sister. Oh my god. I can't believe it. Of course. Okay. Oh, that is why I felt like I knew you.
No, I don't understand. I'm sorry. No, it's just that I don't talk to my sister much, so I'm a little behind. I don't know.
They're going to start a new treatment and they need my blood. Apparently there's an anomaly in my plasma that can help her.
What?
I got some tests done, and turns out I'm compatible. Plasma immunological therapy. It's kind of amazing, right? Beatrix, are you okay? Oh, we should go.
Go.
What?
Go. I'll be okay.
Well, I don't want to leave you here. You're
no, please.
You're gonna miss
Marie,
the flight.
Please go.
Okay, but are you sure that
I don't
okay.
need you. I'm gonna be
I'm
Marie.
Happy
just
to stay
go.
Here. Okay.
We reviewed airport security cameras and found nothing. If it wasn't physically impossible, I would say she never left that bathroom. Eliza Knight simply disappeared. End of report. Signing off, FBI Special Agent Ian Swift.
Handcuffed. What am I doing here? What happened to Marie Baker?
Can you tell me your name?
I don't remember.
You were found completely naked in an airport bathroom, talking about a kidnapping and the end of the world. How did you get past airport security?
I'm not following you.
Who were you planning on kidnapping?
Who are you?
Your fingerprints match those of a missing 28-year-old woman.
You said I was naked?
You really don't remember? No, not yet. I haven't finished questioning her.
Well, you'll have to. She's my patient until I discharge her. Good morning.
Peter?
No, I'm Dr. Vincent Caldwell, We're going to do some exams. Is that all right? Excuse me, officer. Could you leave us, please?
I would like to stay.
Very well. Miss, you're in shock. It's natural that you don't remember anything or that you're confused, but I need you to try and tell me what you think is going on.
Peter, I don't understand
why... Why is it that you keep calling me Peter?
Well, I don't understand why...
Okay, okay, stay calm, stay calm. What is it that you don't understand?
Okay, my name...
Let me help you try to remember. According to your medical chart, let's see... K63, it says your name is Eliza Beatrix Knight. You were admitted at 7:22 p.m. on November 24th. You were found naked at JFK Airport in one of the bathrooms in Terminal 8 with paranoid ideations and confusion. You told a curious story about the end of the world in the future.
The future?
Yes, the future.
Oh, wait, okay. What year is it now?
You don't know what year it is?
What year is it?
It's 2012, Miss Knight.
Case 63, produced by Gimlet 4060 and Mad Gene Media. Created and written by Julio Rojas. Adapted by Mara Velez Melendez. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, Alfredo Narciso, and Zoe Winters. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor. Associate producers Julie Bilevsky and Kayla Stokes. Sound design and mix by Armando Serrano and Daniel Brunel. Additional engineering by Jonathan Roberts, Shane Hendrickson, and Steven Tejeda. Recorded at Harbor Picture Company by Bobby Johansson, Mike Rivera, and Beau Emery. Sound supervision by Jonathan Roberts. Score by Moat. Originally produced by Emisor Podcasting. Special thanks to Don Ostroff.